So I got up there with that bunch of kids, and we got up there and sang spiritual songs out there where those tough kids were smoking. And the only ones that made fun of us and ridiculed us were some other members of the church. The tough kids came afterwards quietly and said, "Why did you guys do that?" And three of them were baptized into Christ. I'm not really recommending these as things for you to do, like I am using illustrations of why I've learned so much from teenagers. In Abilene, two girls, the worst two girls I've ever met. They were ungodly. They were sinners. They were a part of that putting lipstick on that wall. So one of them always ran away from home. She'd run away from home, go down to a truck stop, get with truckers, sleep with them, be put in jail because of drugs. We'd have to go pick her up, drove her parents crazy. And a beautiful girl. And I mean, she'd do anything. She'd do anything on earth that she could think of wrong. Remember one time when she'd leave home, the parents would call me and I'd get a high school posse and we'd go out looking for her to try to get her before she took off. And we finally found her in a park, went out to a park where she normally went and found her under a bridge. And we got her out and I had about 6 or 8, 10 high school kids and they were standing right here with me and she was standing here in front of me and I said, now baby, let me tell you, we're going to take you back. Oh, the parents were just distraught and angry and mad. And I said, I'm going to take you home and I'm going to plead your case with your parents and I'm going to help you. And I thank God we found you before you took off because I don't want you to destroy yourself. And I want you to know how much I love you. And she was working up her mouth full of spit and got right up in my face and spit all over my face. And the girl standing next to me reached up and slapped her to the ground. And I grabbed her hand and I said, don't you ever do that again. Pick her up. And apologize. She picked her up and she said, I'm sorry I hit you. I said, now let me tell you what I'm talking about. What we're going to do is take you home. We're going to love you. We're going to take you to your parents. We're going to do anything we can. I'm with you. I've got to tell you that I'm with you. And I beg you to quit this behavior for your good. She worked her mouth up full of spit again and got right in my face and spit right on my glasses. And I said, well, I don't think you understand. What we're wanting to do is to assist you. And so let's go to the car and get in the car. Took her home. I want you to listen to me. I gave up. Just gave up. I said she will never come back to God. And I gave up on her friend who went with her all the time. Two girls. I said, this is it. I give up. About 3 years later, I was in Dallas preaching at a missions workshop. Got through speaking. Building was full. Walked out after I got through speaking. And that girl met me about the middle of the aisle and threw her arms around me. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, I've got to talk with you. I've got to talk with you. And I said, what's going on? She said, come on out to the foyer. She said, Stanley, I have come back to God. I said, you have come back to God? And she said, yes. And she said, I had to find you because I want you to know that the biggest reason that just kept coming in my heart to come back to God was that I know Stanley
would never give up on me. And I said, Nancy, we've got to go somewhere and talk. Because the truth is, I gave up. And she said, I'm glad I didn't know that. And listen to me carefully. Since that day, by the grace of God, I have never given up on anybody else. First of all, I will tell you something. Spit really doesn't hurt. It's soft. And it's a little messy to get off, but it really doesn't hurt. And I am here to tell you that regardless of what anybody else does to us, we need to at least try to understand them and treat them with respect. Not do what they do, but love them.